morning. It's time now for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios, as always, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm happy and cold.
So cold.
Winter's here.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, you know, I did have a prediction that it wouldn't full-blown be winter until like mid-February. So we are a month ahead.
We're ahead. But it's going to be snows coming in February.
Gosh.
I believe.
That's Aren't we supposed
prediction.
To be done with the snow in February and it's supposed to start warming up?
I'm predicting we're going to have a wet, cold February and you won't see warm until March. That's just, and I have no science behind it. That's just my thought.
That's just your gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Fantastic. Well, I hope Mother Nature's not running off of the sheriff's gut feeling. I'm hoping that she gets it out of her system in the next week and a half and then we can start looking up weather-wise. Well, Sheriff, when it is this cold outside, I even went and started my car a good 10 minutes early this morning, and it still had frost on the windshield. You definitely need to give it some time or break out the ice scraper. You've got to have some great visibility on your way to work in the mornings.
Yeah, you need to make sure you're giving yourself enough time to either start your car and defrost it or give yourself 5 minutes to scrape the windows off and get ready to go that way, because there's too many distractions this time of year. You have wildlife down in the road. There's kids are standing at the bus stop still. There's just too much going on that you shouldn't drive with a little quarter-sized hole that you can see out of in your window.
You're not seeing
the whole picture.
Right, and the reason you bring this up is because you see it. You see people peeking through tiny little holes through their windshield thinking that they're going to make it to work on time.
I do, and you know, if you're 5 minutes late for work, you're 5 minutes late for work. That's a lesson that you won't be late again,
right?
Because you'll get up early then get your window scraped the next time. But if you hit a deer, you're going to be hours late for work.
Yeah, you're going to be a little more than 5 minutes late. So Take the time, turn your car on early, go scrape the windshield, whatever it is you're going to do. Now, for those individuals, see, for me, I'm not too worried about it. I live clear out in the boonies by myself. I'm not too worried about starting my car early. But for those that, I mean, it doesn't really matter where you live. You've got to be cautious. If you're going to leave your car running in your driveway,
you do.
Be careful.
So a lot of the newer cars have that feature where you can auto start them from in the house, and it starts the car, but it won't let the car go anywhere. And that's a nice feature to have. You can actually have that added to a vehicle for a fee. I don't know what it costs, but you can get it aftermarket. And that's nice to have that. It keeps your car locked, and if someone were to break in it, it won't go.
Right. Now, for those that do not have that super fancy feature, which I wish I did, what I do is I will go out and start my car with my spare key and then lock the doors, and I've got the key with me in the house. So when I go out, it's still locked. It's ready to go, but it's still running and getting warm.
Yeah, it's still running and getting warm. You know, another thing that I've noticed a lot, and not so much in this area, but I've been traveling up north quite a bit, is people texting and driving. Distracted driving is dangerous. We do a fun little exercise with the high school kids, local law enforcement, highway patrol, and the city police officers and county deputies get together, and we put together a little course for them to drive golf carts through, a cone course. And then they do that, and then we have them text and drive through that and see how that affects them. And it's huge, the difference it makes. And you know, if you think about how far your car's traveling, if you're driving at highway speeds, when you look down for 3 seconds, you've traveled a great deal of space in that time, and a lot can happen. So just make sure we're taking the time not to be texting and driving. Put your devices away. When you get to your destination, you can check them then. Or if you're expecting something important, plan to pull over.
Right. There's nothing wrong with pulling over to take that phone call or to text somebody. It's totally fine. And I see people pulled over all the time. I do it myself. If it's something important, I will pull over to take care of whatever it is.
And you know, I've even noticed I have hands-free in my truck, but it's even distracting to use that. There's times that I've been trying to figure it out because I'm not real techno savvy, and I'll look down at it and look up and think, oh my heck, I've traveled quite a distance without knowing.
Without looking.
Yeah, without blind.
Right, you know, exactly. So. Well, Sheriff, as always, fantastic tips on keeping the community a safer place. Make sure that you have got great visibility. There's frost on the windshields. And with the weekend storm, my car was parked all weekend. When I finally got to it on Sunday night,
the ice shell.
Oh, goodness sake. I had a 2-inch huge thing of ice on my windshield. So it definitely took it a minute to even thaw off before I could scrape it off. So take some time. If you're going to be late, then you're going to be late, but don't try to risk traveling with those conditions.
You know, a good rule of thumb, when you're shoveling your snow, when you're shoveling your driveway right after it snows, brush your cars off as well. And then, because it will, it'll melt a little bit and freeze on there, and you'll have just an ice dome over your car.
Yeah, and then Monday morning comes and you're not happy.
Yeah, not happy.
Not happy at all. Well, take those extra precautions and safe travels to everyone in the community. Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope, just a happy new year for everybody. And I think the Super Bowl's around the corner. Who's in that?
You know, I have no clue.
I mean,
I didn't follow that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I should probably look. I'll Google it later.
You should.
I have no idea. All I do know is that there's a pie on the line for...
Yes,
for the
is.
winning team gets
I'm on
a pie.
I'm on a diet, so you can understand good. Why I made such a bet.
Good. I love it. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus, and you can find more on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.